Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, March 23rd, 2021. As of yesterday, 9.2% of Berliners received one corona vaccination, 4.3% have been fully vaccinated, and the 7-day incidence in the capital increased to 98.6. For more information, please follow the link in our show notes. Early this morning, the prime ministers of the federal states and Chancellor Merkel agreed on extending the lockdown to contain the pandemic until April 18th because of the rising infection figures again. Over Easter, public, economic, and private life in Germany is also to be shut down as never before during the crisis. For this purpose, Maundy Thursday, or April 1st, and Holy Saturday, April 3rd, will be days of rest, along with the other Easter holidays, with hard contact restrictions applying. In other words, public life will be shut down over 5 consecutive days, and only supermarkets will be allowed to open on April 3rd. At the same time, the resolution stresses that the emergency break agreed upon at the beginning of March must be implemented consistently in view of the infection dynamics. With a stable incidence of more than 100 new infections per 100,000 inhabitants within 7 days, the first relaxations of the past weeks must be withdrawn. Berlin was in the past days scarcely under this value. Chancellor Merkel and the state premiers urged citizens to, quote, keep all contacts to the absolute minimum and, in particular, avoid indoor gatherings, unquote. Provided that no deviating regulations have been adopted, the previous guidelines will continue to apply. And new regulations are to be adopted by the federal states in their ordinances by March 29th, and they will apply until April 18th for the time being. In regions or counties with a 7-day incidence of more than 100, the current corona restrictions are to be tightened again. According to the resolution, these may include curfews, tightened contact restrictions, and a requirement for passengers to wear medical masks even in private cars. The federal and state governments want to expand corona testing for students, teachers, and daycare workers, and are aiming for 2 tests per week as soon as possible. For vacationers abroad, an amendment to the Infection Protection Act is to introduce a general obligation to be tested before their return flight. It's to be made a prerequisite for entry into Germany. Currently, travelers from, quote, high incidence areas with particularly high numbers of infections and areas with new virus variants must prevent a negative test. Mayor Mueller assessed the federal state decision as a paradigm shift, stating, quote, it's no longer just about restrictions. It's no longer just about open, close, unquote. Mueller also sees companies as having a responsibility in the testing strategy and is urging them to test employees at least 2 times per week. So far, this measure is voluntary, but it might be reassessed in April. The meeting that started at 2 p.m. yesterday had to be interrupted for 7 hours because of major disagreements between the participants. We at Berlin Briefing expect that more details will emerge from government sources later today, so stay tuned. Numerous criminal cases in Berlin remain unsolved due to a lack of capacity to evaluate DNA samples. About 20,000 DNA samples from the Berlin police are waiting to be evaluated, and the backlog is getting even bigger, because the Charité's board of directors has decided to dissolve the forensics genetics department. Since the end of January, no more orders for forensic examinations have been accepted. The reason for this is a ruling by the Public Procurement Chamber of the Berlin Court of Appeal. For more than 10 years, one public institute, the State Criminal Police Office, has awarded contracts to another public institute, the Charité University Hospital. private institutes had filed a complaint against this because the police had not put the contract out to tender. The court then declared the cooperation agreement with the Charité invalid and obliged the LKA to put contracts for DNA analyses out to tender throughout Germany. At least one plaintiff company had submitted a more favorable bid, and the private companies were only charging about half of Charité's fee. The state budget includes an annual sum of 3.85 million euros, which has so far been paid to Charité for forensic DNA analyses. For Charité Forensics, with its dozen or so employees, the termination of the contract means the loss of 90% of their business. The main task of the Department of Forensic Genetics at the Institute of Forensic Medicine is to examine biological evidence and assign them to persons in order to solve crimes. The fact that the Charité immediately decided to completely dissolve the Forensics Genetics Department is causing irritation and concern in equal measure. The vice president of the regional court, Christoph Montel, warned in a letter to the Justice Senator Dirk Behrendt of, quote, considerable impairments in the administration of criminal justice, especially in the prosecution of capital crimes and sex offenders, unquote. According to the letter, which was obtained by the Berliner Zeitung, the Forensic Institute of the State Criminal Police Office will not be able to compensate for the loss of investigative capacity. Ralph Knispel, chairman of the Association of Berlin Prosecutors, sees an urgent need for action, stating, quote, we can no longer catch up with the expert opinions and proceedings that are now piling up. This is an untenable state of affairs, unquote. The Forensic Institute at the LKA faces another problem. According to police spokesman Thilo Kablitz, they are supposed to take back 300,000 DNA samples from the Charité within a short period of time, which has to be managed first. These so-called reserve samples were stored frozen in the forensics department after their evaluation. The Joint Trace Commission of the Institutes of Legal Medicine and Forensic Science expressed surprise at the closure of the department in a letter to Charité, as the department is indispensable for ensuring the administration of justice in Berlin and the surrounding area. They explained that the DNA analytical examination volume in Berlin cannot be handled purely quantitatively by the LKA's Forensic DNA Analysis Department alone, despite the possibility of outsourcing. Yesterday, Friedrichshain Kreuzberg began retrofitting its pop-up bicycle lanes to make them safer for traffic. Barrier elements will be permanently installed along the Landwehrkanal to separate the bike path from car traffic. The construction work will take place along a 3.6-kilometer stretch between Potsdamer Brücke and Zossener Straße. In the coming months, all pop-up bicycle lanes in Friedrichshain Kreuzberg will then be converted accordingly. As we've reported, they were set up at the beginning of the pandemic a year ago, when more people switched to bicycles. To do so, parking lanes or lanes of traffic were separated for bike lanes, usually marked by colored lines. There are now dozens of such bicycle lanes in several districts, many of which are to remain permanently. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.